This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Dart, here's the deal. I want us to be transparent at all times in this program. So Trevor has a confession to make. Manny made a confession last week that he'd use Grecian formula on his beard. And we try very hard to be very honest around here. And Trevor, this is time. Go ahead and confess what you had to confess.
Well, it coincides with today being Embrace Your Geekiness and Barbershop Music Appreciation Day. During my high school,
I know this is hard for you.
This is very hard.
Take
this
a deep
is very
breath.
Painful.
Go ahead.
So
yeah.
I'll try and get through.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm here for you.
In my high school's production of The Music Man, I was the tenor in the barbershop quartet. And it was traumatizing.
Ida Rose, I'm home again, Rose,
yep.
Without a sweetheart to my name. Okay.
I can't remember the songs now, but yeah, exactly.
I can't believe I can.
That was good.
Thank you. Not a bad second soprano hyphen alto. Not really a tenor, but... All right, explain now, if we're going to take this forward, that you actually have gone... You haven't gone as far west as you could, but you have gone west-ish.
West-ish.
Explain that.
Moved to Montana once.
There you go.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, how long were you in Montana?
I was there for 6 months.
Why did you come back?
I came back to do a different job and to be closer to home. It was kind of tough being away.
There you go. All right. And explain about the Hollywood land sign that became the Hollywood sign. Trevor and I were assuming that when they did the renovation in 1949... it was 26 years old, they dropped the land, literally and figuratively. But there's actually an explanation. Explain, Mr. Geek.
Okay.
In a tenor voice, please. Sing. There you go.
Oh, I don't think so. But since our kind of initial mention of the Hollywood sign, I've become somewhat of an expert in that. I found out that it was initially put up to kind of promote a residential development near Los Angeles and in that area. That was called Hollywood Land. And then in 1949, the city kind of teamed up with the Los Angeles Parks Department to just kind of revamp the sign and just have it a little landmark. And so they wanted to distance themselves from the private development, so they just chopped off the land part and just became Hollywood.
And there you go.
And there you have it.
There you go. Well done. All right, are you feeling better now you've gotten all that off your chest?
I do feel better.
I knew you would. Yeah, yeah. Confession always feels better to the person confessing than the person hearing the confession. So, it didn't affect me at all. All right, but I'm glad to understand that you've gotten in touch with who you really are.
That's right, a geek who likes barbershop music somewhat.
Yeah, you little tenor geek, you.
That's right.
Okay, let's go about getting older. See, this is part of getting older. As, in high school, you never could have... You probably had a fake mustache and those little googly eye glasses and said your name
exactly.
was Tom or something.
Exactly.
All right. So now that you're older and you've confessed that, good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use Grecian formula? No, you don't have any. Do you have hair?
I have hair on my head. I have long hair. I mean, Manny's bald and I have long hair.
I know.
So we kind of balance each other out.
Well, and I've got enough hair probably for Manny and you and three other people, so. All right, let's talk more about getting older. It turns out if you're getting older and you have a lot of hair, that's considered kind of a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew?
Who knew?
It just grows. I mean, it's dead tissue, what can I tell you?
Yep.
But there's a lot of it. All right, keep going.
All right, so Sadie says, I believe you appreciate the things you took for granted when you were younger.
Like what, Sadie?
Good question.
Good health, I think, is first of all. As long as you're healthy, you've got time. As long as you've got time, everything will work out. I think that's the issue as far as I'm concerned. I've known that my whole life for some unbeknownst reason, that as long as you stay healthy, you've got time, and with time, it'll all work out okay.
Mm-hmm. So Kiana says, not having to prove yourself.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that is kind of the consistent theme, that there's a certain amount of, I hesitate to use the word serenity, but it's the one that comes to mind. I think calm, I think it's more than calm. I think it's an acceptance, which is a serenity. You know, there is a certain amount of grace, I think, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. And Stephanie says, having the resources and time to travel and learn new skills and hobbies and slowing down.
See, when you say skills and hobbies, my mind instantly thought, well, gee, what would I, you know, what would I like to learn to do? I've always, you know, what I know what I do. If I had a lot of time and had no constraints, I'd go back to acting a little bit. Except then I'd have to convince somebody to to hire me, which is, you know, I mean, that's part of the reason I always liked acting. But first of all, I didn't look like you were supposed to look. You know, you're supposed to be short and buxom and blonde. And I got, you know, one out of three. And the blonde part. And but I have to audition. And everything I ever auditioned for, I always got. But I hated the auditioning process. And I think if you can't embrace that process, then you shouldn't be in acting. Because, you know, that it really is so much part and parcel. And when you read, for example, who was up for what part, and, you know, that these three fantastic actors were all up for the same part and only one of them could get it, and understanding these are the names that you know, as opposed to the 400 people who are wannabes that also auditioned and didn't have a prayer. So, and obviously, all of those three names that you really knew that were well-known people, only one of them got the part. So, all right, keep going.
All right, Pat says, wiser when repeating patterns and truths have been validated over time.
Read that again for me.
Yeah, okay. Wiser when repeating patterns and truths have been validated over time. Kind of interesting phrasing, but...
Well, there are two different thoughts there, it seems to me. One is repeating patterns,
mm-hmm.
and because basically my thought when you're repeating patterns is that there's probably a mistake there, that, you know, if they need to be repeated, is there a problem? But she's sort of saying maybe not. I don't know. I'm not sure I quite get that one, so... But, you know, given the state of spell check, Trevor and I were talking about typewriters, believe it or not. For those of you, and you know, when you were a child, and the fact that they took more physical strength, but they didn't spell check for you and change something into something completely unintelligible. I know, I'm whining. Keep going.
Okay, Debbie says, aging surrounded by beautiful friends and family.
Okay.
That's good. Francis says...
Sounds like we don't have any cranky older people on listening. Or of course, I guess if you're cranky and older, you're probably not on Facebook.
That's, you know, that is a good point.
You probably don't have a computer. You're just sitting there saying, why does no one call me?
Yeah.
You know, why? What is this email stuff? What is this ML stuff? Maybe.
All right. Francis says, not being afraid to do something because someone might laugh or make fun of you. Who cares if I sing off key? Just let me sing.
I agree. So one of the things that we did at this thing over this weekend is they place the Star Spangled Banner, and everybody stands, and they have, I don't even know who they had this year singing it, but I always sing. I figure if that's my national anthem, that I sing along, and, you know, it doesn't make any difference. I do know the words. I never grab my crotch in doing it, so, but, you know, people don't sing, and I still don't understand why they start yelling at the last phrases. That still seems a weird thing to me. And I know they do it at baseball games. I know they did it at this. It wasn't a baseball game. It's just a group of people. You know, you sing the song. You don't start yelling before the song's over. But people do that. What can I tell you? All right, keep going.
Chris says, best thing by far is listening to talk radio.
Well, yay. There you go.
There you go.
Well, and one of the fun things is doing talk radio. Yeah.
Indeed. Jenny,
all right?
Yeah.
Oh, keep going. All right, okay. You made that sound like that was the end. But no.
Oh, no. No,
oh, no.
Couple left.
No, no.
Couple stragglers here.
But nay.
All right. The best part about getting older, says Genevieve, is the confidence to do what you wish, being able to say no and not feeling guilty.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. Yeah, you can hear that there really is a theme. As I said, apparently the cranky old people are not listening to the program, or at least they don't have computers, so they don't deal with the questions. And have you noticed that almost all of them are women? Which is sort of interesting. Well, I'll tell you one sort of difficult thing about getting older, but it's not actually getting... Well, I'll tell you about it when we return. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, well, part of the advice for life would be listening today to understand how people are really embracing getting older as opposed to fighting it like crazy. We should have send all these responses to Cher and say, look, honey, it's okay. You're still beautiful. We still love you. Just gravity is not our friend. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I'm having trouble getting older because I'm becoming a cranky old lady.
Oh, no. What are you cranky about?
I used to be able to be an activist to try to make life fairer for people, and I used to be able to donate money because I had more money.
Yeah.
But now I'm on Social Security as well as a little retirement, and even though I'm actually kind of rich in some ways because we're land rich, and I trust me, my kids are going to need it. because they're not doing anything. You know, they're not doing the, you know, I worry about them. But anyway, the thing is, 4th of July in my rich area, they always have a private party. Even though we live a few miles from a public display, they bring in a barge and spend $30,000 or $40,000 blowing up money. And my job used to be to go around to homes, and I'd see rich kids and poor kids, and I saw the disparity. That's why I love your charity, in that you have a way for kids to go to school and can, you know, do something about their mobility in life.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I see the disparity in how rich people and poor people live. I mean, I've seen that my whole life, and their kids, children, innocent children, are the ones that suffer. So 4th of July is hard on me because I did my little thing by not donating to the, so that the rich people can blow up their, bring in the barge with their private display and have their drunken parties. I don't drink. You know, and anyway, it just bugs me.
Well, you know,
it's a hard holiday for me.
Yeah, I think your point is well taken. Let me just tell you a counterexample, because I hadn't really thought. I didn't know that fireworks were quite that expensive. Somebody was saying to me that it was about $5,000, which is still not nothing, but it's not $40,000 either.
And of course, here.
In New York, it's Macy's who does it, and Macy's is not. I mean, I suppose Macy's could support an initiative to hire more kids.
And people could go to the public display.
Yes, true. Well, and this one, the one I was talking about, which is it's in a countryside, so a huge number of people get involved with it. And these people are fairly philanthropic to begin with, and I think it's just their party. But I think your point about the discrepancy between how rich people live and how poor people live I get it. And there's a part of me that sometimes gets kind of stomach aches about it. We were talking, one of the things that we put up on Facebook is what side of the menu to look at. And I remember being a kid who really would have to figure out, you know, I'd have to read the menu to figure out if I could afford it. And my tendency now, when I see somebody doing that, is to sort of say, can I buy you dinner or something, which quite often doesn't work all that well. I mean, you think it would, and it doesn't. But let me just give you a counterexample, because I think I hear what you're saying, and I think it's not I think what you're saying has a great deal of poignancy to it, that when I was in Israel, we played the interview that I did with, it's called One Family, which is a charity that was set up under the circumstances that are exactly what you're talking about. It was a young woman, and I believe they were American. I think they were both from, the parents were both from America. I think they relocated. Their parents were Holocaust survivors. They relocated to Israel, or maybe they didn't. Maybe they were living. Anyway, the 12-year-old daughter was going to have a bas mitzvah, which is the equivalent of a bar mitzvah, except for boys it's 13, for girls it's 12. And they were going to have this party, and she said, a couple of weeks before they were supposed to do it, because they were going to do it in Israel, which I guess in Jerusalem, which is a very common thing, apparently, to do your bar mitzvah in Jerusalem. And she said, Mom, there are too many poor people here. I don't want to do that. I would rather take the money that I would have for the party and give it to charity. And that's how one family started. She said to help people who've been through terrorist attack. And that's how this charity began, is a 12-year-old saying to her parents, and obviously they had to be relatively affluent to afford to take their kid to Israel for a bar mitzvah. And she said, I don't want to spend the money that way. This is how I want to spend the money. And so I think there, you know, I hear what you're saying, that, and I mean, you could argue the same thing to a certain extent, I suppose, about sports. And again, in New York, at least, that it's that most of the fireworks displays are done privately. In fact, I don't know that any of them are done with private money. And certainly this one. But, I, you know, to a certain extent, I guess my argument would be that private money, you're allowed to do what you want. If you want to buy yourself a yacht, you can buy yourself a yacht. Do I think a yacht makes any sense in a world where people are starving to death? I don't, but I don't have a yacht, and I don't have that kind of money, and quite often the people who have yachts also, I think, donate. But your point is well taken, that there is a discrepancy, and has always been. I think because of the internet, and because of television, and because of Hollywood, we're more aware of the discrepancy about...
I wish somebody would make an independent... You like films, and I wish somebody would make an independent film showing... Really, really poor people, like in public housing, those kids.
Oh, there are lots of them. There are
rich kids.
There's there have been.
The two, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, there have been, and there's a movie called Dope, which I think comes out this month. It's called Dope, D-O-P-E, which is not exactly what you're looking for, but it sort of. There's also, I'll tell you what, Cartel Land, which I think came out 2 weeks ago. Is not exactly what you have in mind, but it's close, because what it does, it's a documentary about the drug wars, and what it's got from your point of view is the how the rich people live. Well, there actually are rich people in there, and then you've got the basically the dope runners, and what they have, they show them making crystal meth, and what they're saying is, we're poor people, what the hell else are we supposed to do? And we know that it's destructive, but, you know, it's going to rich people, and what else are we supposed to do?
I wish they'd show, though, where I saw families that where both parents were working as waiters or waitresses, were, you know, dishwashers, low-paying jobs, and they worked really hard, and they had to put in so many hours, and their kids were kind of suffering for it, if you know what I mean, because their parents weren't, they weren't able to oversee their kids enough.
I think it's going to depend a lot on the kids and a lot on the circumstances and a lot on the parents.
Right.
But, I mean, look, and look, Helen, if we're really going to look at it, that's what the 99, you know, the 99, the 1% are all talking about. And they're not even talking about fireworks, which are a relatively small drop in the bucket. They're talking about billionaires who are, you know, who are buying yachts as opposed to scholarships. So,
and I don't want this to turn out like Mexico, where when I hated to go to Mexico because you saw the rich people and the poor people. The disparity was so big. It was,
well, in India, I mean, there are lots.
Yeah, you don't want to see that America become that way.
No, you absolutely do not. All right, Helen, listen, thanks for your thanks for your cranky. That I think it's an appropriate thing to be cranky about. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're talking about growing older. You know, one of the things I forgot to tell you, I guess because we hadn't seen each other, is guess who I ran into on Friday afternoon? The women's soccer team. They were staying right down by me, and I actually ran into all of them. And they looked much, much better when they weren't having run around a field for an hour in the hot sun. So, but that was kind of fun. Did you see that they were at Taylor Swift's concert, that she brought them out?
I didn't see that. That's funny. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody was very pleased about that, so that was good. And I discovered one of the other problems. I thought Helen's comments were well taken. I mean, you know, that the difference between how rich people live and poor people live. There was actually an article that we didn't talk about very much last week that came out that said the idea of a global middle class is somewhat unrealistic. But the middle class is what drives any economy. Poor people don't have enough money. And rich people, I mean, how many yachts can you buy? So they do things like fireworks. So they don't really help the economy very much. It's the middle class who keep the economy going. So the idea is, in any society, to have a stable economy, you need to promote poor people into the middle class. And the question is whether or not that, you know, that's really feasible on a global level. I guess to be determined. And I discovered one of the other things about living in the age we live in, which is, and a friend of mine had mentioned it. I'd been to an event with him, and he's fairly famous, and people were taking pictures of him all the time. And he said he really hated doing it. And I said, yeah, I don't like getting my picture taken either. And he said, well, that's not the issue. The issue is that they can pop up anywhere. That before, you were at least aware when somebody had a camera and that you could, you know, block your face or whatever or turn away. Now, with everybody having cell phones and selfies, and they can pop up anywhere. And not necessarily, I mean, it's not even where they pop up. But I actually had a producer who got busted because it wasn't even his Facebook page, but he'd been at a party where everybody had too much to drink, and there was a picture of him, and his girlfriend, now his ex-girlfriend, saw him. I mean, it was the age of privacy apparently has come and gone. So there you go. Alrighty, 855-99-375-69. If nothing else, if you're alive to have seen all these changes and to see if you can adapt to them a little bit. All right, what else you got here?
Marianne says, not sure I can recommend the best part. I'm not liking it.
Really? What do you not like about it, Cookie? See, you need to tell me more.
She should give us a call.
Yeah, yeah. See if there's something we can do to help. Alrighty, 855-99-375-69. Alright, what else we got?
Donna says, hot flashes, just kidding.
Well, I'm glad you're just kidding. There you go.
Zella says, just hitting my mid-30s, trying to enjoy the journey and not obsessing about competing with others.
Yep, good for you. Yep. Not the world's easiest thing to do, but good for you.
Mm-hmm. Marcia says, grandchildren, exclamation point.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
Mark says, emotionally maturing, if you're lucky, it makes life much easier and enjoyable.
Yeah, it really does. And I think easier and enjoyable are exactly the right terms.
Okay, here's the last one. Sherry says, more patient.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true of most people, but I think that the patience comes from all those other factors that people were talking about. It's an acceptance of pleasure, of an ease, of a serenity. I think it's easy to be patient with people when you're feeling calm. I think it's very difficult to be patient with people when you're feeling agitated. And so I think that the idea being that that we can become patient if we're patient with ourselves, if there's that sort of inner calm, that inner anchor, I think you're right. So there you go. So for all of you who are thinking, you should reread this, re-listen to the program, and sort of remind yourself that there's kind of cool stuff coming, one hopes. I actually, I should tell you that I sort of watched a movie over the weekend that opened last week that I'm sure did nothing at the box office, but is worth checking out, and believe it or not, actually has vaguely to do with the topic that we just sort of discussed. It's called The Suicide Theory, and it's actors you've never heard of, and they're really good actors, it's very unusual. You can tell it's an independent film because nobody's gorgeous in it. And apparently one of the actors, there's a scene in a diner where he's got a scarred up face, and apparently the director wasn't going to cast him, so he actually cut his own face to get the part, which is a little extreme. I mean, you know, the method actor and all that, but still. But the story, and you can see why it would relate. Again, I think you're going to have a hard time finding it in the theaters, but when it comes out on DVD, it's worth looking for. is the idea. It's a very violent flick, and it starts off, and you're thinking, you know, why am I watching this? But it's the idea of things happening for a reason. And when I did the review on it, I said, if you believe in that, you're probably going to find this a really fascinating movie, because it's kind of a thriller. It's, you're not sure exactly what's happening. As I said, it's very well acted, but not, you know, not at all Hollywood. Clearly shot on a shoestring with really good but not particularly attractive actors. And a premise that's, it's a violent movie. But if you believe that things happen for a reason, it is a fascinating look at how that might work. You know, and if you don't, if you think that that's balderdash, you're probably going to skip the movie and would probably not be very enchanted with it to begin with. But so it's one of those things that, I mean, how you go into it, it's why I have you guys look so carefully at research that's done of saying you have to know what the hypothesis was going in, because this is a movie that will probably appeal to you if you believe that things happen for a reason. If you don't, you're not going to be the least bit, you're not going to sort of be very pleased with it. And this is a good example of another example of bad science. The movie is not bad science. It's just sort of, you know, it's hard to review a movie because one group of people are going to think it's really interesting and one are going to find it absolutely unacceptable. But there's an article about telemedicine, which is exactly what you think it is. It's doctors making, instead of making house calls, they make Skype calls. Okay? And the question is this a good idea or not? And here, let me just read you the final sentence. It says, we will probably find that this trend is either very good for business or exactly the opposite. Well, that's helpful, don't you think? I mean, what does that mean? And the idea being that if, and I've shared with you before of an experience in medical school of being at the clinic, which was my favorite part of medical school. And my favorite professor, who was a dean, and he looked like Abraham Lincoln. He was tall and thin and kind of magisterial. I mean, he was really terrific. And when I watched him at the clinic, he had, you know, the long white coat and the stethoscope around his neck, and he would go over, no matter who it was at the clinic, and when they came into the clinic, he would go over and shake their hands. And this was long before people wore gloves or wore masks or decided that, you know, hand sanitizers. And he said he learned more in that interaction about the client than he could in an hour of questions, because he could smell their breath, he could see the texture of their skin, he could check and see if their eyes, you know, whether their eyes were clear or not. He could check basically their gums. I mean, he could do essentially a very quick and very effective examination without seeming to examine people. And I've never forgotten that. And the idea about Skype is that, I suppose in theory, if you're just calling up and saying, you know, I'm trying to think of a question that you could answer with that kind of distance. And obviously, I mean, I've spent my career sort of doing that, except I don't even do Skype. I can't even see you. But it's, you know, it's, I'm not prescribing medication. I'm not telling you, to, you know, to discontinue, you know, anything except really dangerous behavior. And so, you know, I wonder, and people have asked me to, they haven't asked me recently, but, you know, 10 years ago they said, we'd like you to do a private practice on the air. And I said, no, you know, I just don't know enough about people. And certainly I would argue what I'm doing now is hopefully helpful and education, but it's really not therapy in the usual sense of therapy. If nothing else, it's just not enough in the feedback loop. And you can hear me get frustrated even in this, the limitations of this model, when you guys will, for example, someone says, I don't like getting older, and I'm saying, well, tell me why so I can help you with that. And so it's, you know, but I don't pretend to be doing therapy here. So, but I love the idea of a scientist saying, well, either it's going to work or it's not going to work. Yeah, what was the third option? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I sort of found this very cool quotation that really doesn't have, it actually pertains to a lot that we talk about in the program, but it's by an unlikely source, right? I'll read the quote and then, Trevor already knows, so he can't guess. But I'll give you guys like 30 seconds to sort of guess or something. The quote is, never allow someone to be your priority while allowing yourself to be their option. Right? Think about it. Never allow someone to be your priority while allowing yourself to be their option. In other words, you need balance, right, in a relationship. You know who said that? Well, not you do. Mark Twain, who's really Samuel Clemens. Who knew he was such a psychologist, right? But I'll read it one more time just so you guys can have it. Never allow someone to be your priority while allowing yourself to be their option. I think that's basically true. I think any relationship can work under basically any circumstances if they're more or less, they don't have to be exactly equal because I don't know how you measure the equality itself, but basically as long as they're more or less in balance. But when you want different things and you care differently, the person who controls least always controls the relationship, right? By definition. That's by me, not by Mark Twain. Okay, we had a quick email here in our waning moments of today's program.
Yeah. This one comes to us from Jackie, who says, "Hi, enjoy your programs and listen frequently, but felt your response to a male caller was misleading. The caller said he was married to a first cousin and had decided to come out of the closet after many years. I think you completely glossed over the dangers of having children in this type of marriage, as old wives' tales. I grew up in a small Colorado town with a classmate who was one of five children born to first cousin parents. He and two siblings had both serious speech and intelligence limitations and suffered, from my perspective, emotional trauma throughout their childhood, often due to their inability to speak clearly enough for anyone to understand them. I remember one teacher in particular, when we were in the sixth grade, who was unusually verbally cruel to him, and how many of us became very protective of him moving forward, as he had no defense against this type of treatment. The other two children from this family were normal. However, it seems when cousins marry, particularly the first cousins, having children is very risky, and ultimately they are the ones who suffer the most. Thank you."
Okay. First of all, I didn't gloss over anything. What I said, and what I would maintain, is that when you have a very limited gene pool, that recessive genes tend to become dominant because you have such a limited gene pool. So it's true of any group that intermarries with one another. So the issue about first cousins, as I mentioned in great detail, because Carl went on for a long time, as you may recall, is that in some societies, first cousins are, for example, on your mother's side, are the preferred marriage, and on your father's side are taboo. So it depends a lot on societies and what the rules are. But the whole issue genetically, biochemically, biologically about intermarriage, being first cousins, is that recessive genes become dominant. So a lot of people think, for example, that intelligence is a recessive gene. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be good or bad. It just means that the genes that would not necessarily show up in a larger population because they're recessive, because you have two recessives that are, because they're genetically close, will show up, will be evidenced. In this particular case, certainly you can have speech impediments with people who are not first cousins. And it's not clear that that was a recessive gene necessarily. I think the fact that there was cruelty on the teacher's part is unacceptable, and that certainly people can be cruel and children can be cruel. In this particular case, it's interesting that the adult was the ignoramus and the children were the people who protected that person. So it's, you know, first of all, if I were, and basically for any groups that tend to intermarry, and the example I used was Orthodox Jews, and quite often they go through genetic testing because, for example, Tay-Sachs is very common in Orthodox populations, or not, it shows up in Orthodox populations because it's a recessive gene. But if you get two people who are genetically very similar and they both carry the recessive gene and it's given to the child, then the child will have Tay-Sachs. And Tay-Sachs is a devastating disease. So quite often for people who are biologically and genetically close, they do genetic testing. So I wasn't in any way minimizing it nor glossing it over. I'm just saying that it's not inevitable that there will be problems. It's just inevitable that you will have, because of the narrowing gene pool, you will have recessive genes that will then dominate. And that's something to be aware of. And in some cases, it can be disastrous. In some cases, it can be positive. So I wasn't, and his point was that it is illegal for no necessarily particular reason. And even if we agreed, which is not the case, that you put future generations at risk, then if couples decide not to have children, I mean, the idea that marriage is only for procreation is, as we know, as of certainly at least a couple of weeks ago, legally no longer the law of the land, but has not been the law of the land that basically about 15% of the population chooses not to have children these days, which is an all-time high. It's never been, and part of it is the ability to choose not to have children as opposed to just being infertile. So I wasn't glossing it over at all. I was saying that again, the issue is not negative. The issue is recessive. So, and it needs to be looked at. And again, I mean, there are certainly a huge number of examples of people who have married, they're married within the group and have married very closely within the group and have perfectly, not only a normal, but quite often exceptional in the positive sense of the term. So you need to listen to what I said, a little bit more carefully, because I don't think that's a fair statement. And when having three kids that have a similar kind of thing, it does not necessarily mean that both of them were recessive. It may have been that one parent carried it, and any child that person had would have had the same problems. But I'm delighted to hear that the kids had sense enough to unite behind the kid, and hopefully that teacher is no longer able to visit their own prejudices and their own insecurities on kids who basically have very little defense. You know, that hopefully we get better and more, what's the word I want, just generous and kind teachers. The idea that teachers have so much power over kids and that some of them are ill-equipped to deal with it is something, I suppose, one of the reasons that the parents should be involved in schools and that we should listen to our kid when they have problems. Because I think going to the school and complaining about a teacher needs to be well documented before we do that, because quite often what it can do is just make the kid more miserable. But bottom line is teaching kids to stand up for themselves, which it sounds like you guys did a great job of doing, and I'm sure that those kids are better served by your compassion than the idiocy of the teacher. But again, you need to be very clear that the case of their speech defects was a genetic issue. Okay? 855 and recessive genes. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.